Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one who can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the two of them scattered forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of the wombs that bore you. And indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth, and He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then indeed, yes indeed, he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Let there arise from you a nation inviting to good and enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And those will be the successful. And Allah also says, you are the best nation produced for mankind. You enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong and you believe in Allah. And Allah talks about the believing men and the believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And they establish prayer and they give charity and they obey Allah and His messenger. Allah will have mercy upon them. Verily, Allah is almighty and wise. And when we look at these particular verses, it gives a description of who the believers are, who the believers are. It's just like the whole concept of the iceberg. The iceberg, when we look at the iceberg, we see something that is mountainous. But what we see is just one-tenth of the actual iceberg. It's just one-tenth of the iceberg. Similarly, when we see another person, what we see is just on the surface of the composition of the whole person. What are the underlying traits of the person, specifically the Muslim? What is under? What is the other nine-tenths if we look at the similitude of an iceberg? What are we composed of within the other nine-tenths? You know, the majority of us, you know, all we see is what's on the surface, you know, but who are we on the inside? Who are we on the inside? Because we have to continuously grow. We have to be of those who are striving to purify our hearts, to clean our hearts. Abu Dharr reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that wealth is in the heart and poverty is in the heart. Whoever is wealthy is in his heart and will not be harmed no matter what happens in the world. Whoever is impoverished in his heart will not be satisfied no matter how much he has in the world. Verily, he will only be harmed by greed of his own soul. And so it's not about material wealth. It's not about what you have basically, in wealth, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's poverty and wealth is in the heart. So you can be a multimillionaire, multi-billionaire, and have an impoverished heart. And you can be a person sleeping under the bridge and be very rich. Because again, the old saying that richness is not having diamonds and gold, but richness is having contentment in your soul. And so we have to look at our spiritual icebergs. What does that nine-tenths consist of? What is the composition of our spiritual icebergs? Is it something that is solid or is it something that is shallow? You know, we have to get away from the surface Islam. You know, we have to learn to grow. We have to develop a level of taqwa. We have to develop the concept of being deferential to Allah. Taqwa is being conscious and cognizant of Allah. It's about having piety. It's about establishing a level of truth. And some say it's just fearing Allah, that healthy fear. You know, we grow in taqwa by showing patience during hard times, my brothers and sisters. You know, and we, as Allah says, we shall surely test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to the patient. Give glad tidings to the patient. who, when disaster strikes them, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him is our return. And this is what Allah tells us in the Quran. We have to understand that the insistence on the oneness of Allah was one of the first messages that the Prophet ﷺ taught his people. He taught them Tawheed. He taught them this message, the concept of the oneness of the Creator, that the Creator is one solid entity. And again, not composed of various parts. And the denunciation of polytheism, you know, belief in the last day, and also establishing justice, economic justice as well as social justice. This is what the Prophet, peace be upon him, spent his time in the early days in Mecca, what he taught the people. He had to get them away from the polytheism so that he can help to change and effectuate a change in their behaviors. This is what he did. And we have to basically do this with the people of today, to get them away from the idols that they're worshiping, the idols of intoxicants, the idols of collecting material things, the idols of engaging in promiscuity. We have to get them away from them, get away from all of these things by, first of all, establishing the fact that Allah is one. Allah creates and Allah communicates, and He has communicated to us through the Quran, and we have to accept this. You know, we can't basically take old behaviors into the Islam. You know, we have to basically be of those who are searching for a way to clean ourselves up. As Allah says in the Quran, is there any reward for good? Any reward for good, anything but good? Is there any reward for good, anything but good? As Allah says in Surah Rahman, so which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? Change must be complete and not be superficial. Our change must be complete. The composition of our spiritual iceberg must be of solid Islam. And it takes time. It takes time to grow in this deen. But we have to be traveling forward towards our ultimate goal of being the best Muslims that we could possibly be. Solid Islam needs to be what our composition of a spiritual iceberg. You know, just as the composition of a physical iceberg is solid ice. You know, we can't be superficial, brothers and sisters. So let us assess who we are at this time and work to be congruent Muslims and not superficial Muslims. Because Allah says, indeed, He will not change the condition of a people until they change what is inside themselves. And when Allah intends for ill for a people, there is no repelling it. And there is not for them, besides Him, any patron. You know, in other words, you don't have a helper except Allah. And so you have to call on Allah. We all have to call on Allah to change what is inside of us. That change can be immediate or that change can be gradual. Just like Allah says, He is Al-Latif. He is the subtle. And He helps us to subtly change. But we have to have that willingness to change and not try to bring old habits into Islam. These are some of the things that we have to establish if we are to basically establish the strong community that as Muslims that we're striving for. The change can't be superficial. The change cannot be something that is weak. You know, we have to build a solid foundation. We have to basically establish strong and a spiritual iceberg that's solid. You know, as I stated in the beginning, what you see is only 1/10 of what is actually there. And so as Muslims, we have to work to establish a strong, solid 9/10. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new knowledge, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَقِذْنَا إِنَّا سَيْنَا لَبْتَنَّا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلَ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا هَمَاتُهُ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُهَمِّنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our guardian, so grant us a victory against the disbelieving folks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.